the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Castration time.
Bill, this is Coach. I lost my balls. I can't find my balls.
No balls of steel.
No balls.
Can we get some balls around here?
I'm telling you, the boy ain't got a set.
Dadgummit, Bill. He ain't got no balls.
Say it! Say it!
I'm a fan and I'm a woman. Doesn't have the balls. No balls at all.
Is she right?
Ah!
Bill's Balls of Steel.
Get them going. Yeah, let's have your nominations. Put them on Twitter, at Bill is King, or you can call it in, 615-844-5600, and that is the F&M Bank hotline. Got a few nominations here, Patton, and then we'll take a call. Irish Bill down on the Emerald Coast says, Balls of Steel to Father Time. He once again has returned us to the playing portion of the season. Welcome all to the month of August. So, Patton, Balls of Steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
Yeah, that's a pretty good one. Ron up in Ohio is a big Husker fan, Nebraska fan. Bill, Balls of Steel to Bob Bowlesby calling out ESPN. He says he won't win, but appreciate highlighting the issue. Wake up call to other networks to be aggressive and wins future deals. So another nomination this time. Kind of a rare one to Bob Bowlesby. Balls of Steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
By the way, Urban's wife Shelly has already responded to Josh. She said, laugh out loud to me sitting in that chair where Urban Meyer was. She'd probably do a good job. Yeah. Shelly always responds to Josh. Josh and Shelly like are buddies. They know each other. Hang out together on Twitter some. West Coast Sooner says, Bill, that Quinn Ewers kid will ride the bench this year. He's not going to beat out McCord or Stroud. I don't think that's the point with him, though. I think the point is, let's go ahead and get paid. I don't think he thinks he's going to go in there having not even been there, doesn't even have the playbook, and beat them out. I'm sure he's a competitor. He's ranked number one, but I think his deal is, let's just get on up there and get paid. Chill out. If he indeed has $1 million already lined up in name, image, likeness, money, I think he's just ready to get on with it. That'd be my thinking. Jeff in the Borough. Welcome in.
What's going on, Bill? Didn't notice you over in the Murfreesboro. You couldn't find up with Candy, Bill?
Jeff in the Borough.
What's going on, Bill?
Where were you?
I was right here. You can't hear. Pair of them ears don't get perked up.
Well, think about this. For 35 years almost, I've had headsets on, so it probably is my ears. They're probably gone.
It probably is. Yeah, it probably is. Well, Bill, I did watch 30 minutes Friday, and Before the heat got me, but it was all right. Wasn't too bad. Didn't do much.
What'd you go over to Riverdale?
Yeah, I went over and watched a little bit. Yeah, like about 30 minutes of it. So all I didn't stand for the heat was so bad. So I just got to watch. They didn't do a lot, but I just had about 3 possessions each. Nobody scored, but you know, just
my wife went. I did not, but she said it was brutally hot just sitting there.
Yeah, it was. It was pretty hot, and you know, and everything. So they looked like they did have a pretty good crowd though. A few people came out and watched, you know, so it was pretty good. But for a scrimmage anyway, so You know, I don't go to too many of them, but you know, I went to that one, so, but and everything. But no, my balls are still, I guess I got two. The first one would be, I guess it was last night, or I watched it taped, but the 100-meter hurdles, two former Kentucky track stars, Jasmine Camacho Quinn and Kenny Harrison, went 1-2 gold and silver. Camacho Quinn was running for Puerto Rico, their first gold medal ever in track and field, I believe. And then 1-2 for them. I think that's four medals for Kentucky. Two other ones were a couple of shooters. They won medals. A rifle, I guess you call it shooting, they call it. But both of them won gold, so they've had three golds and a silver so far for Kentucky. Yeah, most of them are former. And the other one, Bill, goes to Texas A&M of the SEC. They're a spineless jellyfish. They just let Texas run over them again, like they've done for the last 95 years or 100, however long they've been playing athletics. They let them run over them again. They just said, well, just come on in. We don't care what you do. Come on in, run us over. Come on in and take all our money. So pretty much take all our money and the clothes, and we'll give you something else. But I don't know how you feel about it. I know you don't like expansion too much, like me, I guess. But I guess it's inevitable, and everything. So, hang in there, Bill. Have a great week, and enjoy Triple D on Friday. See you.
All right, so Patton, a couple of nominations. Two people from Kentucky in the 100 meters who I don't know anything about, and I couldn't tell you their names either. So Balls of Steel to them.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
And then I guess a no balls, he's saying, to A&M for allowing Texas to move into their neighborhood and take back over. So no balls of steel.
Doesn't have the ball. No balls at all.
There you go. Jeff in the Borough. You asked for it, everybody. There it is. There he is. The GOAT down on the Emerald Coast has a nomination. Says, Bill, Balls of Steel to Florida and all the current and former Florida athletes who have earned the most medals at the Olympics of any school out there. Balls of Steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
Allen in Tampa, Bill, Balls of Steel to making Jeff in the Borough the football czar. I don't remember making him the czar, but anyways, we'll give it a Balls of Steel.
Bill King, your balls are bigger than U.S. Steel.
No cab up in Chicago. No balls to the Big 12 for not being proactive after almost being completely purged. So, Patton, that would be a no balls of steel.
No balls of steel.
Josh. Bill, balls of steel to Urban Meyer's wife, Shelley, for taking time out of her busy days to interact with people on Twitter. Truly a class act. So balls of steel to Shelley Meyer.
Bill's balls of steel.
That was Slava right there. Jim in Jupiter, balls of steel for every American Olympian that respects our country and stands for the anthem. There's another one. Balls of steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
All right, now, Patton, this one is a gutless and nutless. It's from Gary Joe Collins from Tim Couch Country. Says gutless and nutless to the Delta variant or COVID-19. Because I want to track it down, punch it in the face, and run over it with Allen and Tampa's bulldozer. So, gutless and nutless.
It's gutless and nutless.
That's pretty good. Bobby Dew says, first of all, a weekly no balls to Kevin Warren of the Big Ten, but then a balls of steel to the soon-to-be-dead Big 12 Conference, who said a year ago, we want to be one of the relevant big boys and play this year. And in a hashtag, fire Kevin Warren. So I guess, Patton, you need to do a no balls of steel and then follow it up with a balls of steel. It was both.
Doesn't have the ball. No balls at all.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
There you go. That worked well. That worked very, very well. Yeah, a lot of nominations pouring in, and let me see if I can catch up. Timeline is burning fast. Josh in London. Bill, no balls to Jeff and the Burl for being a bumbling half-wit. What in the hell did he even just say, Bill? So no balls of steel, Pat.
Can we get some balls around here?
Coach Marshall, balls of steel to Aliquippa Bob moving to SEC country. That's pretty good. From Aliquippa, Pittsburgh area, all the way down to the Tampa area where Allen in Tampa is. Also moved to a place where they said that they have the highest STD rate. Well, Aliquippa Bob will be safe. I'm not worried about him. But he moved to an area where apparently the COVID variant is scared to be because of the STD rate. So, again, Patton, balls of steel.
Bill's balls of steel.
Bobby Doom, last Friday weather report, Kentucky track and field Olympic breakdown, news that Texas is going to play A&M from Jeff in the Borough. Jay Cutler's burner account. Bill, balls of steel to Jeff and the Burl, wishing you a great weekend on Monday. I did notice that too. Balls of steel.
Bill's balls of steel.
Yeah, it's Monday. Should anybody be saying have a great weekend today? That one almost got by me. Buckeye Brenda says, no balls, gonads, or spine, or brains to Kevin bleeping Warren. Please don't lump him in with the Big Ten. So, no balls of steel from Buckeye Brenda to Kevin Warren.
No balls of steel.
Cynthia. Down on the... Cynthia, you're on the Emerald Coast. Yes. Yeah. Says, balls of steel to Xander Shuffle. Am I pronouncing that right? I have not been watching the Olympics. For the first Olympic medal in golf. So, balls of steel.
Bill's balls of steel.
Pac-12 day. Now, see, these names coming up here, I have no idea who anybody's talking about. Says, no balls of steel, and Pac-12 Dave's on the Emerald Coast, for German equestrian rider Michael Jung for falling back to 11th place. After all, he rides a gelding. See, you guys are killing me. I don't know any of these names. None of them. In the Olympics. I don't even know the Olympics are on. That's how far removed I am from it. Other than the tweets I see, I couldn't even tell you if the Olympics had already been shut down or something, I wouldn't even know it. All right. We got more after the break. Monday, Bowls of Steel nominations, Hour 3, Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Traffic still flowing right along here, coming through Mount Juliet on I-40, leaving Wilson County, headed into Hermitage. Traffic still looks good at the moment down Ellington Parkway, Rosa Parks at Clarksville Pike. They were still on the scene of that earlier crash a few minutes ago. Gatlinburg Wine Cellar is home of the world-famous cotton candy wine. Check out all their flavors by logging on to GatlinburgWineCellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Are you looking to start your own home gym? Hey guys, it's Zach, and I've got the hookup for you. Premier Fitness Source has opened a new location here in the Nashville area, and they are there to help you build the gym of your dreams. They can help you with residential and commercial exercise equipment and with the entire process from design to sales, installation, and maintenance. They are located at 101 Creekside Crossing, Suite 700 in Brentwood. From ellipticals to weight benches, they have all the tools you need to achieve your health and fitness goals. Go check out their website at premierfitnesssource.com or go see them in Brentwood at 101 Creekside Crossing, Suite 700, next to Publix. And check out their Instagram at PFS_Tennessee. Be sure to tell them that we sent you to receive a free gift. Again, that address is 101 Creekside Crossing, Suite 700 in Brentwood. At Premier Fitness Source, they are committed to more than your satisfaction.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage and Rocket Companies. Last year, we saw historically low mortgage interest rates. What you may not know is that interest rates are already starting to increase, and it's likely that trend is only going to continue. Our team of experts is standing by to help you save before rates go up. Don't look back and wish that you had taken action. Call 833-8-ROCKET or visit rocketmortgage.com.
Rocket.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states and MLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
He's back and we've got him. The George Plaster Show.
Hold on. Who is that person?
That was me. Over the bag of Cheetos.
Perry, how long have you been on radio in this market? At what moment do you think when you're doing a live bid, it's okay to open Cheetos on the air?
What in the hell?
Live, local, George Plaster. Weekdays starting at 2 on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. Sunshine, beautiful day, highs 86. For tonight, mostly clear, 64. Another great day for Tuesday, mostly sunny, highs near 87. Tuesday night, mostly clear, 65. Sunshine for Wednesday, highs near 88. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, my name is Rocky. Sports Radio
He gives you a wide latitude on topics because Bill King isn't afraid of your telephonic interaction.
615-844-5600.
Yeah, I'll get back to those nominations here in a second. Bobby Doo points out this tweet. And it's from someone that writes for Burnt Orange Nation, which is a Texas site. And here's the tweet. Conversations about the impact Texas and OU leaving the Big 12 will have on the local economies of the remaining eight schools. This study projects annual gross product losses of $1 billion or more. Again, these are in the eight cities, the leftover schools, and more than 12,000 to 18,000 lost jobs. Now, again, you can take that for what it's worth. I couldn't tell you the accuracy of that. Obviously, it's going to hurt, but $1 billion loss to the economies of those cities, predominantly with the loss of OU in Texas when it comes to football. Pretty interesting right there. Back to some of these nominations here. This is Noel Kev. Up in Chicago. Says, Bill, no balls to the Big 12 for not being proactive and almost being completely purged. Yeah, that's still, we'll see. We don't know what's going to end up with that league. But, Patton, no balls of steel.
No balls of steel.
Got a few others here to check out on Twitter at Bill Is King for Balls of Steel nominations. The GOAT down on the Emerald Coast has a no balls. To any person who calls himself a football fan and then pulls for a Pac-12 team. So no balls of steel. Ouch. That hurt.
Yeah.
doesn't have the ball, no balls at all.
Jason, as in Hawkeye Jason. Bill, I used to say that Nebraska was the worst addition in the Big Ten. Now it's Kevin Warren by a mile. Josh in London, Ohio. No balls to the Cleveland Indians for changing their name. No balls of steel.
Can we get some balls around here?
What did they change it to? I forget. I saw the tweet a week ago or whenever that was, but I forget. I completely have forgotten what they changed it to. The Guardians, says Patton. If you would have given me a multiple choice, four names, put the Guardians in there, I probably would have guessed it wrong. I probably would have gotten that wrong. Buckeye Brenda. Balls of steel to women's swimmers Katie Ledecky and Erica Sullivan for the first Olympic gold and silver medals in the 1500-meter freestyle. So balls of steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
Again, I'm learning on the fly here. I don't know any of these names. No Cav up in Chicago. Bill, not sure who this no balls goes to, but whoever is responsible for us not getting our top of the hour drops on Monday. That's me. I got to work with Patton on that. Yeah, that's something. The audio drops on Monday. We haven't done for several weeks now, but Patton's done well. Yeah, I was talking to Adam about that. Patton has done very well. But, yeah, what we got to do is go back and log those drops so he'll know where they go. He says, what about the drops from Billy Jack and Rush Probst? Yeah, that's on me. Yeah, that's on me. We'll get there, though. Yeah, we'll get there. I promise you we'll get there. I do not plan on that just disappearing. No, 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 no. I'll tell you what, here's my goal. By the time, and hopefully maybe even before, by the time we get to the playing portion, or maybe a couple of weeks before, hopefully we'll have all that in place. Here's another one, no Kev. Bill, no balls to the guy on Twitter who said that I bet $100 Travis Hunter isn't committed to the Noles by the end of the season. And then he says, balls to Travis Hunter for responding back that he'd take that bet. Oh, is that what he was doing there? I didn't know that. So when he said, I'd take that bet, that was started by you. I didn't know that. I saw his tweet. He's rated very high, a 5-star and everything else. All right, I got to tell you, Gator fans, I was disappointed. Yeah, I was disappointed. Jay Cutler's burner account says no balls to cousin Eddie Mullen doing some wimpy, soft TikTok dances, couldn't recruit the Delta variant to Florida, and Kim Jong Kirby will smack him this season. So no balls to Dan Mullen in a TikTok-type video. Yeah, no balls.
Doesn't have the ball. No balls at all.
I'm with you on that one. Bubby. Bill, balls of steel to the people who can tolerate NBC's coverage of the Olympics and actually watch it. So he says balls of steel to those people.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
I have not. Now, here's all I've seen. I've seen people complaining about it on Twitter. Any number. And these are other folks in TV, too. But I haven't seen it, so I couldn't tell you what I don't like about watching the Olympics or the coverage or how they're handling this or that. I couldn't tell you because I haven't seen literally a millisecond of it. I don't even think I've had it on a monitor with the volume down. Just saying. Josh says, Bill, we need to make the new Balls of Steel audio. So you're saying take the audio drop, which is Balls of Steel, and make that one of the Monday drops too? Yeah, that. Oh, we got plenty of audio. Yeah, folks, we've got plenty of audio for that. And But we start, what do we start? Hour one with Billy Jack, and then hour two is Rush Probst, right? Oh, that Valdosta show that's going to be on, what do they call that, the season or whatever it's going to be called on Netflix, I will attempt to watch that. I know that came up about a week ago. I will attempt to watch that. I don't know if I can get through it because it's hard for me. I can't. You see all these people tweeting, I'm watching episode 18. And I've never been able to do that. No, that would be very, very difficult for me to just. But if it's that good, I might think about it. Here's one. Tennessee Shanky down on the Emerald Coast says, Bill, balls of steel to the Georgia dog for almost hitting a hole-in-one in the heat, 100-plus degrees in Sandestin on Sunday. Wow! I did not know that. Balls of steel, though, Patton, to the Georgia dog.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
Now, I haven't played a lot of golf, and I do not own a hole-in-one. I've come close, obviously, on a par three, but I've never done it. Yeah, I would have told you by now. I wouldn't have held that back. Jim down in Jupiter says, Bill, leave it to the woke to make proud Americans not wanting to watch the Olympics. I mean, some of the PC stuff would get, yes, it would absolutely get to me. I don't like, it turns me off. But that's not the reason. I just have no interest. I'm just not interested. I don't care. As a kid, I used to watch every Olympics and loved it. Now, maybe not every minute, but I would have it. I would watch it. I would get excited about it. Didn't matter whether it was the Winter or Summer Olympics. Didn't matter. I haven't thought to watch or considered watching the Olympics. I couldn't even tell you how long it's been. Just saying. Coach Marshall gives himself a balls. Nothing wrong with that. You can self-appoint, self-anoint. You can do that. Says, balls of steel to me and Coach Marshall for not watching any of the Olympic coverage. So, Patton, balls of steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
I don't even. You know what I keep. This time of year, since it's the non-playing portion of the season, during the day, I will have it on Bloomberg or some kind of financial network, maybe Benzinga, which is really good online. And at night, I usually, and usually it's always the volume down. Very rarely is the volume up. And then at night, probably on the Food Network. I'll tell you what I do on Saturday mornings and Saturday afternoons if I'm inside. One of my monitors I'll have on either PBS and just for the some of their cooking shows are pretty good, but this old house is I am infatuated with that show. I love it, and I can't fix a darn thing, okay? If you ask me to go in and say, Bill, fix that sink, I wouldn't know what to do. Okay, I'm not a hand. I wish I had the skill to do all that stuff. I do. I regret not having the ability to do any of that stuff. Be a fix-up kind of dude. But I love those shows. Even though I couldn't do what they're doing, I love watching them. So that is another channel I'll have it on, just briefly on a Saturday. Usually they run those things in the morning, and then they run them again later in the afternoon. There's a couple of gardening shows that are pretty cool. One called Volunteer Gardener. But I'll watch. Probably you could probably only get that here. You could look it up on YouTube, but no need. Down to Tampa, Alan. Welcome in.
Good morning, buddy. How you doing?
We are well, thank you.
I was out there this morning. I had me a box of dog treats and a box of popsicles. The tree guys got there. No kids and no dogs.
That's pretty good. So just the tree guys show up. Family's not with them. Didn't bring their lawn chairs. They didn't try and jump in your pool. None of it.
They're not in the pool yet, but I had to run to a job site. So when I get back, I'm going to check the pool first thing and make sure they're not splashing around drinking beer out of my fridge. You never know. we got tall guys coming to our condo down at the beach to put new floor in. And I told Tracy before we left yesterday, I said, I'm going to count the beer in the refrigerator because I met the one guy. And my dad was a flooring guy, and those guys are drunks. I know, trust me. I said, I'm counting the beer, and I'm going to count it when I get back. She goes, you're crazy. I said, I don't care if he drinks it. I'm just curious.
So do you think they'll wait, or you think they'll drink the beer while they're working on the floor?
Are you crazy while they're working? I'll tell you what my dad did one time. We went to a house to put carpet in the house. I was a kid, about 12, working with him, helping him, you know, summertime. And I'm upstairs helping one of his guys, and I smell something. I said, what is that smell? I go downstairs. He's in the kitchen frying hamburgers on the stove. And I said, what are you doing? I'm cooking something to eat. These people won't grill. I said, I'll clean the mess up, put it back before we leave.
Gosh. Boy.
That's guts, man.
Yeah, that's awkward. That's not a good look. Ugh.
No, I said, what's wrong with you? Oh, it's okay. We do it all the time. Okay, well, I wouldn't do it all the time, but okay, then.
Wow.
That's why you don't like to let people in your house do stuff while you're gone, you know?
That's true. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Wow.
But they're gonna, this college football thing, man, it's all about the money, these conferences. They're going to screw this thing up six ways a second.
Yeah. No, it's – and you know what? If they're just honest, that's fine. But they always preach the student-athlete thing, and then that's – their best interest is not the student-athlete. It's about the athlete and the money, not the student part of it. And they've lied to us for decades, and we'll see if they continue to.
But I'm a member of the Boosters, and everything involved with them people is money, 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 money. I sent an email the other day. If you want to pay your booster donation next year, we'll let you make monthly payments. Go ahead and pay. They always ding you for money. Oh, you want to sit over there in that chair, two rows up? That's another $100. You know, it's just, I get sick of it sometimes.
So they've already tried to hit you up for next year?
Yeah, send an email out. If you want to go ahead and pay your money for next year, your booster contribution, we'll take it over 12 monthly installments over 12 months. To help, they're going to help me. To help you.
Yeah, they're doing you a favor.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, they're doing me a favor. I got to send them a thank you card. It was so nice.
Wow.
You know, what do they do with the money? I mean, you know, they want to do all this stuff, and it's just, and listen, the rich are going to get richer. And they can make a 40-team playoff. And like you said, and I agree with you, it's going to be the same four or five teams. I don't care what happens.
I hear you, man. I hear you. You know? Are you still contributing?
Oh, yeah. My wife's about done with it, though, I think. I think we might be on the downside of this deal.
I hear you. We'll see. All right. Alan, be good out there, bud.
Have a good one, buddy. All right, man. Thanks, buddy. See you.
Just turned on the markets. Green right now, up about 20. Yeah, S&P up about 20. We'll take the break here. Monday edition. Hope you had a good weekend. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Traffic still moving here on 65, making your way down through Madison. Still holding up, believe it or not, without too much of a problem on I-40 through Kingston Springs. All the traffic coming in from Dixon County and from Hickman County as well. Now, 40 westbound at McCroy Lane. They were working an accident there just a few minutes ago with some flashing lights. Gatlinburg Wine Cellar is home of the world-famous cotton candy wine. Check out all their flavors at GatlinburgWineCellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now that 2020 is behind us, let's make 2021 the most relaxing year. Mokara Salon and Spa is located on the fourth floor of the Omni Nashville Hotel. And Mokara Salon and Spa offers a full-service spa experience. Relax in the comfort of the signature Mokara Spa as you're pampered with the ultimate spa experience. Make time for a soothing facial, massage, manicure, or pedicure as you rejuvenate in this refined, quiet oasis. Your treatment begins in the exquisite relaxation room. And whether you're enjoying a signature body treatment or just visiting the salon, you are sure to enjoy every minute of Mokara Salon and Spa. Open Friday through Sunday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. To make an appointment, call 615-761-3600. Mokara Salon and Spa, relaxing you in 2021. Located on the fourth floor of the Omni Nashville Hotel, 5th Avenue downtown.
Golfers, it's time to tee it up at Edwin Watts Golf Shops for the biggest Callaway trade-in event of the year. Starting this Thursday through Sunday, bring in any of your old clubs and receive a 75% trade-in bonus towards new Apex irons and Epic woods. Both the Apex and Epic families are designed with artificial intelligence for faster ball speeds. Go to worldwidegolfshops.com or call the store nearest you to schedule your free custom fitting today. Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
What is it about a classic that appeals to us? Hello, I'm Sammy Stewart, president of F&M Bank. There are a few classics that haven't changed. This truck and these glasses. You know, with proper maintenance and a few upgrades, a classic still works today. We invite you to experience the classic customer service at F&M Bank that has been our hallmark since 1906. Check us out at myfmbank.com.
F&M Bank, your money.
Smart choice.
What in the hell's an internet?
Nashville Sports Radio has been covering Music City for over 20 years. From your radio dial to the App Store, there's no reason you should be without Nashville Sports Radio. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Nash Sports Radio. We would have a TikTok account, but we're old and we don't know what that is. From live games to live streaming, at Nash Sports Radio has you covered. Download the Nashville Sports app to your phone now. Or the puppy gets it. Often imitated, never duplicated. Wordsmithing like a mofo on college football, it's Bill King.
Puppy on Twitter. Bill, any update on commitments? Nothing new, but it's a go. Yeah, it's a go. It's December 15th. And that means if you're coming from out of town, you're going to check in on the 14th. Then we'll have the big get-together up in the suite that night. And then the next morning, we will have commitments, and we will have an absolute blast doing it. Yes, it is absolutely a go. Now, could something happen? And because got to remember, Nashville is part of the wokeness. So Nashville is one of those that's, now, not the businesses, but I'm talking about the leadership is just awful in Nashville. So, could there be a closure of some sort that would prohibit us from doing it? That's possible. I'm not looking at it that way, but that would be the only reason why we don't have it, is if we can't. Which would be shameful, but we already know shame's not part of this. Controlling people is what this is all about, so hopefully it doesn't come to that. Yes, we are absolutely a go. We are absolutely a go. Jeff, too, has a nomination. Says, balls of steel to the 615 weather. It's August 2nd. The high today is going to be in the low 80s. Sunny and low humidity. Low tonight might even dip into the upper 50s. So, Patton, weather-wise, according to Jeff 2, balls of steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
That's pretty good. Oh, and you know what I was just looking at? And if you like me, you look down the road and you always go, that's on down the road, da da da. You realize commitments is only 4 months away. Now, 4 months and a couple of weeks, right? I mean, that's not as far off as you think. September, October, November, December. That's 4 months. But it's December 15th, and we are a go. Now, you don't need to, don't worry about getting your rooms yet. I'll get a link for you. Matter of fact, I got a message from Todd about a week ago, and he said, we need to catch up. Sit down and catch up a little bit. Talk about commitments and everything. And I said, yeah, man. So I haven't talked to him yet since then, but having a good time. Preston, who is in Atlanta, says, Bill, Balls of Steel to Rectech, making the best grills on the market. Have used it every weekend since the 4th of July. Brisket, ribs, pork shoulder, steaks, sausages, wings. Heard about it from your show, so Balls of Steel to you too. So Patton, Balls of Steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
I'm telling you, in my years of grilling, okay? So that would be many decades. Grilling outside, which I love. The Rectech grill. And there are various sizes depending on how small or big you want them to be. I've got a big one and I've got a very little one. Is as good a purchase as you can make. They don't make it better than that. It's incredible. Alan has said, Bill, I'm going to be there for commitments. Jim and Jupiter, Bill, I plan on being there. Just Business says, guess what? December 15th is his birthday. So does that mean you're coming? We can sing you happy birthday? Just Business last time. I guess it was because we didn't have one last year. We weren't allowed to. But the year before that, he was there, and he brought his two daughters and wife. Yeah, I met them all. Allen in Tampa. No Balls of Steel to Tampa weather. He says the heat index today is 103. So, Patton, for Tampa weather, no Balls of Steel.
Doesn't have the ball. No balls at all.
Steven down in Baton Rouge says, could you send some of that down here? He's talking about the weather. He says, we are fed up. Triple digit heat in South Louisiana. There is like New Orleans, Baton Rouge, down on the coast. That level of heat and humidity is just brutal. It's bad here, but it's another level down there. It is. Down in Mississippi, Jackson on down. Memphis is bad, too. I'll tell you one of them historically. They say one of the worst as far as America, United States, is Columbia, South Carolina. But all down through the southern portion of the Sun Belt, just brutal humidity. We actually had it bad for a few days here. I mean, several days. And then it dropped off yesterday, as Jeff, too, was just talking about. Yeah, we got a little bit of a reprieve yesterday. We will take the break here. One more break on this Monday edition. Hope you had a really good weekend. And, and I've got a message for you coming out of the break. That's right. Got a little message for you when we come back. Presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Traffic still moving here on 65, making your way down through Madison. Still holding up, believe it or not, without too much of a problem on I-40 through Kingston Springs. All that traffic coming in from Dixon County and from Hickman County as well. Now, 40 westbound at McCroy Lane. They were working an accident there just a few minutes ago with some flashing lights. Gatlinburg Wine Cellar is home of the world-famous cotton candy wine. Check out all their flavors at GatlinburgWineCellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
George Plaster and Watson Brown to talk with you about a friend of ours, Jody Jones Dentistry. And Watson, we've both visited this beautiful new studio he has in the Music Row area. Man, it is spectacular.
It sure is. And I've known Jody George since he was a kid. His mom and dad, Doug and Lucy, are as good of friends as I have. It was an honor to coach Jody at Vanderbilt. And Jody was one of those tough guys, very smart, highly competitive, unbelievable work ethic. It does not surprise me that he's had a wonderful dentist practice as he does.
22 years worth, and it includes cosmetic dentistry, veneers, crowns, laser bleaching, and they have a hygiene department with microscope technology. If you want an appointment, you simply call them at 615-259-5100 or go on their website, jodyjonesdds.com.
Your experience matters. At University of Phoenix, relevant life experience and eligible transfer credits can help you earn your degree faster and for less. In fact, undergrads who apply these credits, on average, save about 1 year and $11,000. Get the credit you deserve for time spent in the classroom, on the job, and in life, and see how much you can save at phoenix.edu. That's phoenix.edu.
Jim Rome is here weekdays 11 to 2 on Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR.
The SEC is for closers, and there's only one way to survive in the SEC, ABC. A, always, B, B, C, closing, always be closing.
A, B, C. A, always, B, B, C, closing, always be closing.
Jim Rome, 11 to 2 on Nashville's original sports radio, WNSR.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. Sunshine, beautiful day, highs 86. For tonight, mostly clear, 64. Another great day for Tuesday, mostly sunny, highs near 87. Tuesday night, mostly clear, 65. Sunshine for Wednesday, highs near 88. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, my name is Rocky.
Sports Radio
Bill King doesn't need a countdown clock because he already knows when football season starts.
Bill King Show, brought to you by the palatial, lovely Omni Nashville Hotel.
Tell you about FanDuel. FanDuel Sportsbook is hooking up new users with an epic summer games bonus. Here's what you need to do. Place your first bet on any summer games sport risk-free. That's right. New users get up to $1,000 back in site credit if your first bet doesn't win. And this could be any event. Could be any sport, any event. Soccer, track and field, baseball, basketball, any of the above. Promotions like these are one of the many reasons I love betting with America's number one sports book. Easy to use, talking about the app now, safe and secure, and you get your money when you win in as little as 24 hours. So here's what you do. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app, promo code BKING, and go for the gold today. That's right, promo code BKING. Must be 21 and present in the state of Tennessee. First online real money wager, only for risk-free bet. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 games. Restrictions apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. Gambling problem, call the Tennessee Red Line, 800-889-9789. Patton, who'd you say we have on hold? Oh, Dane, welcome in, sir.
What's going on, Bill? Just sitting over in East Nashville where real estate's high and so is crime. but anyway, hey, listen here, man. I'm going to be at commitments, and I'm planning on dragging Hambone with me again.
And good.
Who I think coined the term red shirt Miss America's down there at Ole Miss. But anyway, what I want to talk to you about, I was listening to Doug Matthews yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And he was talking about the different scheduling models, and I want to get your, you know, SEC scheduling models. I want to get your opinion. He talked about two things of eight, and then taking the top two, and he also talked about, you know, possibly 14 pods and stuff like that. And I wonder what you thought of it.
You know what? I don't have a really good answer for you. I have looked at all those different models and everything, and I don't really know what I like there. I have been for a while for getting rid of the permanent one game crossover. If you're Tennessee, the Alabama game is doing you no good there.
Yeah, and still want it though. I still want it.
And it doesn't carry – well, and I'm not saying they're going to do anything with it, but it doesn't carry the tradition that it did. That whole third week in October is a joke, let's face it.
Well, I mean, does anything – you know, we don't play – we used to play Auburn every year. We don't do that. I mean,
right.
There's a lot of things, you know, that a lot of different – I'm just familiar with Tennessee. I don't know, but, I mean, I guess – Who did LSU used to play that they don't play anymore? I know they play Ole Miss every year. I guess they play Arkansas every year now for the Golden Boot or whatever they call it, trophy up there. But, you know, I'm just – the more this goes along, I guess I've been calling you a little bit more. But there's a lot of interesting facets to this. And I'm – in one sense, I think it's going to be good. But then in another sense, the name, image, likeness thing scares me more than Oklahoma and Texas coming in. And I really believe that Oklahoma and Texas are going to find out what it's like to lose on a regular basis. And I just don't believe they're going to come in and run roughshod over the conference. But that's my opinion. But anyway, man, I'll talk to you down the road, a week or
Thank
two
you,
or Dan. Something.
Stay All in right. touch, bud. Appreciate it. Wayne down in Donaldsonville, Georgia, sends a nice email here. We were talking about 80-81 Georgia Clemson. Back-to-back natties there. Says, Bill, starting center for Georgia in 80 was Hugh Knoll. Yep. And he goes, he was my backyard neighbor. Said Hugh got hurt later on in the year and didn't finish out the season. Starting center for Clemson in 81 was Tony Berryhill. Both Hugh and Tony were from Thomaston, Georgia, and were high school teammates. I did not realize that. Wasn't Lee North, who played up in Tennessee and I think signed in 78, wasn't one of his high school teammates one of the offensive linemen for Georgia, interior offensive linemen? I remember Hugh Knoll. You know what was interesting? We talk about sizes. 1980, Herschel, who to me I think is the best college football player ever, he played at about 220, 225 his freshman year. Hugh Knoll, who played center for Georgia, I think weighed about 225. I mean, you don't – that was 40 years ago. Now, you still had – you had 260s, 270s, 280s in there too. But today, if you're 270, 280 on somebody's offensive line, particularly, let's say, in the SEC, the Big Ten, you are tiny. I don't even think you could get on the field at that size. I remember Georgia was playing Tennessee, and it wasn't – was it the 1980? Might have been the – I don't know if it was the 81 game. Actually, Lee North played D-line his freshman year and then moved to center for Tennessee after that. The next year, moved to the offensive side of the ball. I'm just trying to remember anyways. But I don't believe it was you, no. Somebody I'm forgetting, I guess. At Patton underscore Cook. Follow him on Twitter, at Bill is King. Okay, S&P's been flirting in the 20s. It's down around 18 right now, but still green. A lot of predictions of we're going to have a 20% fallout here at some point. I don't know if I trust that or not. Nobody's making money on that bet, I can promise you that. Lodge Pop.